on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
As always, I want to remind you on our website at klyt.fm. If you have an event coming up that's really designed for the general public, we would love to be as big a megaphone as we can be for your event. The only way we know about it is if you let us know. Couple ways to do that. Go to the homepage, and actually right there on the homepage, if you scroll down far enough, you'll see events and a link to submit your event. You can do that, fill in the fields, and we'll get the email. You can also just email us directly if you'd like, studio@klyt.fm. Happy to get your event mentioned. For the most part, we can do that. And, you know, don't be surprised if we reach back out and maybe you know, pull you back into the studio and have you on the show and let people know about an apologetics training event happening real soon in your area. Welcoming into studio with Great Commission Alliance. It's greatcommissionalliance.org. Nate Herbst, and from Albuquerque Christian Impact, also recognizes Impact UNM, DJ Andretti. Guys, thanks for coming to hang out.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us on.
So for those, Nate, who haven't heard us speak on multiple occasions about Great Commission Alliance, tell them as little or as much as you'd like about the organization and how they can connect.
Awesome. Yeah, so the Great Commission Alliance exists to multiply Christ-like multipliers until the Great Commission is completed. And we do that by training believers how to share their faith and make disciples. Simplest evangelism and discipleship trainings you'll ever have. And we've done those in 68 countries so far and trained over 80,000 believers.
Now, how many countries in the world?
About 190 plus,
right,
as far as
today,
UN nation states.
Right?
Yeah, but there are also territories that go beyond that.
Okay.
And so by God's grace, our team is trusting God to have second generation multipliers in every nation on earth by 2033.
Okay.
So you could pray for us on that topic.
Well, you know, I want to commission the listener. You and I were talking off the air. Listen, if you're talking to a missionary or someone connected with a country that may not have had a Great Commission, or maybe they have Great Commission Alliance, reach out in that area, reach out to them through the website at greatcommissionalliance.org. Nate, tell them what you were telling me about getting out.
We have never charged anyone on earth a penny. So all of our team members here raise their own support. And so we are able to travel and train and resource believers everywhere. And we cover all of our own costs. And that includes churches in the U.S. Next month, I'll be training a church in St. Louis. And we're covering all of our own costs for that one. So wherever you might know believers that would like very simple evangelism tools, and let me just say, they work. We share one tool a lot called the 1 Minute Witness. I use it often right here in Albuquerque, and it works. I got to use it twice yesterday in Albuquerque, and it works.
Now, I haven't done the official training, but I'll ask, you know, and you don't need to answer. Mm-hmm. What's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you?
There you go. That's how it all starts. It's a great way to start a conversation. But frankly, I've also used this, and our partners have too, and our staff have too, in Muslim nations, Hindu nations, Buddhist nations, atheist contexts, you name it, and it's worked in all those contexts.
Yeah.
And so it's a great tool that's easy to learn, and it's easy to teach others, which makes it exceptional. So yeah, we will go anywhere and train anyone, and we will cover our own costs. And again, we want to be in every country on earth by the end of 2030.
God willing, right?
If you want us, we'll come.
Yeah. So you can reach out to them via the website at greatcommissionalliance.org. As I introduce our other guest, DJ Andrade?
Yes.
Okay. Nate, tell a little bit of this introduction, the connection between these two ministries. And you know, I mean, it's pretty cool when you know in the rearview mirror, it's like, look what God did.
God is so good. So my wife and I, we met in college, and we began sharing our faith and making disciples in college. And we saw people that got saved and discipled repeat the process. That became the vision that we were trusting God for the future, for our personal lives in ministry. But in the meantime, we ended up doing a lot of college ministry, almost 2 decades of college ministry. And part of that included starting impact when we first moved to Albuquerque 11 years ago. And we got to do that for a while, but when the Great Commission Alliance started, we had to focus completely on the Great Commission Alliance. And so Impact lay dormant for years until God put it on DJ's heart here to restart that ministry and to actually do it well. And I cannot tell you how impressed I am with DJ. We weren't like best friends before this. We didn't know each other too well, but he took it and ran with it. And this guy is disciplined. He's godly. He is ahead of the curve. He is always just doing an exceptional job with Impact up on campus.
Kind of the whole word disciple, right? Disciplined student learner and organizer.
Yeah, he and his wife are doing an outstanding job up there. And so we are, any way we can pour gas on their fire, we're excited to. And hey, if you have a college connection and you want to pour some gas on their fire, I invite you to do that as well.
So as I throw it to you, DJ, tell as little or as much as you'd like about kind of the Genesis isn't the word because it started with the Herps
and their team.
you kind of returned to, but tell us about how that all kind of happened.
Well, I had a meeting with Nate almost going on a couple of years ago, and around that time, God had put it on mine and my wife's heart to start going to the campus and doing some outreach there. At the time, I was going to school at CNM, and I had these goals that I wanted to complete there before I even went to UNM, and God had different plans for me. So I ended up switching there recently this last semester. And when I did that, I was like, okay, I guess this is time. And so for a while there, we were doing a few things on campus for the last few years, but nothing could really take off because we weren't really able to do an official group there. Well, when we finally got the group launched this last year, it's just been door after door opening up, and it's like a roller coaster. It was going really slow going up, and now it's just flying down.
So, website?
No website right now. We do have socials on Instagram and a group on Facebook.
There you go. God can make that work too.
Yep, definitely.
So you have this group on UNM campus.
Yes.
And for, you know, a parent of a student or maybe a student that's listening, and had no idea. I want to go to there. How do you make that happen?
So as of right now, we have our contact can be found through the student group's website on the portal on UNM, as well as our Instagram page. That's the quickest way to get contact with us.
And just do a search for Albuquerque Christian Impact, or on social media, should they look for Impact UNM?
Both. It'll both come up.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the quickest way to get in contact with us. Right now, we're aiming towards having some events on campus and hoping to bring a draw in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we're going to be getting into that soon with Nate.
And do you meet regularly, or that's on the way?
That's on the way.
Okay. So tell me what's happened with Impact UNM.
So with Impact UNM, our main goal was, as we were doing our paperwork and stuff to get this group officially relaunched at UNM, we decided to join multiple other groups on campus. And one thing Nate had let me know is that when their group was running on campus, a lot of the other conservative groups didn't really work well with each other. They didn't really work together, you know. And I wanted to try to find a way to unite some of the bigger groups on campus to make the biggest impact on campus.
Right? I love that heart. I love that.
I joined Students for Life and Turning Point USA.
Uh-huh.
And so I became really good acquaintances with them both.
Uh-huh.
And now we have like a trinity of conservative coalition on campus.
Kind of like right here in this studio.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, listen, Nate, you've known me a lot. That's my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are co-laboring. And to put up walls to slow the gospel, no, not my thing. I want to see what we can do to strengthen each other's ministry. Nate?
Yeah. Another thing about Impact that I might add is it was never intended to be a meeting-focused organization, but an impact-focused organization. And Impact actually stood for something. So intercession, a movement of prayer, starting with trusting God to do what only He can do on our campuses.
Yeah.
M stood for meeting new people. We can't be passive and wait for people to come to an event we planned. We have to reach them where they're at. P, preaching the gospel. A, active discipleship. C, a context of unconditional love. And then finally, the T was tools, using good tools on campus so that Christians on campus are equipped to share their faith and make disciples as well. So it's a lot more of a movement, an impact movement, than just an event someone might be invited to, although the events are going to supplement that movement.
Okay, well, as we've mentioned, you can find more about the Great Commission Alliance at greatcommissionalliance.org. And when we come back, we're going to let you know about an apologetics training that is coming to Albuquerque on February 21st. That's a week from this weekend. I believe that's a week from Saturday at the Great Commission Training Center. We'll let you know about all that. Guys, we're up against a break. Can you stay with us?
Definitely.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back right after this on ABQ Connect. Connect. All right, we're continuing our conversation with Nate Herbst with the Great Commission Alliance. That is greatcommissionalliance.org. And DJ Andrade with Albuquerque Christian Impact, also known as Impact UNM. The latter, you can just do a search for Albuquerque Christian Impact or Impact UNM on social media. But you said Instagram and
Facebook.
And Facebook. Now, you guys have invited to Albuquerque for a training on February 21st, apologetics training with apologist Dr. Grotheis. And that, if you're not familiar with him, he's an author, best-selling author, as a matter of fact, Christian philosopher, apologist, and professor at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids. He's going to be here. Listen, there's no cost for this training, okay? The price has been paid. It's free, 50 free. If you want to be a part of it, go to the website at greatcommissionalliance.org, and under events, you'll see the event. Just click register and fill it out. I'm assuming there might be snacks or something. You guys want to make sure there's enough for everybody.
We're going to have Chick-fil-A for lunch.
Oh, there you go.
So we'd love to have you RSVP.
Yeah.
So let us know.
So, guys, how'd you make this happen, and what can those planning to attend expect to experience?
Well, DJ actually made this happen. Years ago, I did a radio station and a radio show, apologetic show, and I interviewed Grotheis. But I honestly haven't talked to him in 12, 13 years. And then DJ gives me a call because we're kind of collaborating a little bit on the relaunch of Impact. And he goes, hey, I got Doug Grotheis to come and do an event here. And I said, no kidding. So it all just came about. I told you a minute ago, this guy is ahead of the curve. And this was one more example of it, just getting things done. So he's going to come and do an event on Friday night at the UNM campus. DJ will tell us more about that in a second. If you can make it, great. If you can pray for it, please do, because that's the whole point, is reaching college students with the gospel. And then the next day, he'll do the training at the GCA headquarters, which we've been telling you about. And then he'll even be speaking at a local church after that.
Yeah, the easiest way for me to listen, I'm going to give you the address. And you'll find it on the website at greatcommissionalliance.org. But for those real familiar with Albuquerque, if you're on Indian School, you get to Girard and you get to Girard again, right, in those two places. That wedge where Girard then comes to meet Girard, if you go south from Indian School, the two-story building that's right in the middle of that wedge, that is the training center. Could I say it any better, guys? Is that pretty much
perfect,
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who you know, they're listening, and I don't know if this is for me. Who do we want to make sure isn't counting themselves out?
Well, let me just put it this way. People all around you want what you have right now. This is why we got to be sharing our faith, friends. The harvest is plentiful, the workers are few. So there are many people all around us that are searching. This younger generation right now is the saddest, loneliest, most anxious generation ever surveyed. They feel helpless and hopeless oftentimes. They need the hope that you have in Jesus. Now, that being said, a lot of them have honest questions too. And they need to know that we have good answers, not just good answers,
The answers.
Yeah, Jesus is the answer. And for any questions they have about Jesus, there are good answers for those questions. So as a believer, we should be ready to answer those questions. Remember, Scripture commands us to always be ready to give a defense when someone asks us about the hope that we have. So I would encourage you, come get some good training on apologetics.
And again, the price is free, 50 free. It's no cost. So go and register at greatcommissionalliance.org. And I want to throw it back to you, DJ. You know, when you turn around after Dr. Grotius has been here, gone through his session with the group that's going to be doing this, what do you hope to see? Not only immediately, you know, as people walk out the door, but fruit from this.
I hope to see that students that come, especially to the event on a Friday night, the one that's going to be on the campus where we're going to try to see the most impact with skeptics, that they get engaged enough to want to continue to have these questions answered, that they would want to come to our group and to continue to just have the Lord reveal to them what they need to be revealed to them, you know, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the greatest impact, is just to get that seed planted in the skeptic's mind on campus, and then to train the other believers on Saturday to build up their foundations. And so that's our greatest want for this, is just impact and foundations to be built up.
Okay. So any more on the apologetics training, guys? If not, we've got a couple minutes left. I wanted to be able to throw it back to you, Nate, for whatever you wanted to talk about, including upcoming events, you know, things kind of on the horizon. Thoughts?
Yeah. So I guess I'd just clarify one last time. A week from this Saturday, on the 21st of February, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the GCA Training Center, which is at 1525 Girard Boulevard, Northeast. We will be ready for you. You can RSVP at greatcommissionalliance.org/events. That's greatcommissionalliance.org/events. You'll get to hear from Dr. Doug Grotius, renowned apologist, and we will be hooking you up with an awesome meal. You'll get the Chick-fil-A. And some good resources as well. We have a great apologetics tract that we will give all the attendees, so you could share it with friends that might have questions.
Yeah, and I really do want to encourage you to go to the website at greatcommissionalliance.org to register for this event, like Nate has shared a couple times, and I have. However, if you get up that Saturday and you didn't register, go still down come. To the event. You will be welcome to attend. I'm kind of curious about this. Go ahead, DJ.
Another comment that I had is, we were talking about the Friday event, and I wanted to make sure to let everybody know that's listening, is that this event on Friday will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on UNM's campus in the Kiva Lecture Hall.
That's good.
It's free. It's open to the public, and they can come in and check out his lecture that he's going to do there, and he's going to have an open Q&A for the
community. Remind me, and it's like it's the one in the round, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not a, actually kind of an intimate setting.
Yes.
For that. And that's this Friday or the Friday before?
It's the Friday before the Saturday training.
Okay. So that's going to be on the 20th of February at UNM.
The Kiva Lecture Hall from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. And I'll, you know what? I'm going to get those details from DJ, and we'll have our announcers be talking about that leading up to the event as well. We've already been talking about the training. So again, find the details at greatcommissionalliance.org. I did want to ask this, guys, and we only probably have a minute or less, but people who show up to these events, I'm going to guess that after they've made it down to the training center, you start seeing them more
usually
often.
Usually we get people back at future training.
Yeah. So it's something you're going to want to check out. As always, guys, thanks for your time. Appreciate all you're doing for the gospel. And don't be strangers.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.